Welcome. This is Bull Moves for Real Life, season 2, episode 12.
Hi. Welcome back. It's been a minute since we've put on an episode, so we're excited to be recording again. This is going to be a good one.
Yeah, we've actually been planning this one for like a while, and just every time we go to sit down to do it, like life gets in the way and things come up. And so we finally have some time. So we're excited to finally be doing this. And actually, the idea, we should shout out the podcast that I got the idea from, which is Abiding Together, which is a really awesome Catholic podcast. And they did this on their show. And so I thought it was a really cool episode. So I thought we could do our own. Somebody want to explain what we came up with or what we're doing?
So basically, we're all going to go around. I think all of us have decided on a word that we've decided to center our lives around for this year, as far as like spiritual growth goes or growth with other people or ourselves in general. So basically, we're going to go around and kind of talk about our words, maybe inspire somebody at home to think of a word. It's not too late. And then also hopefully just relate with some of you out there on what our words are.
Yeah, and I kind of liked this idea better than, because, you know, you hear a lot of New Year's resolutions and like, what are you going to do for the year? And for me personally, I've never been good at resolutions. Like, I'll have a few and then I'm not good at it. I'll do it for like maybe a few weeks and then life gets in the way and I just don't like follow through with this. And for the word, it kind of is more of like keeps it front and center kind of in my brain and be like, oh, okay, like this is what I'm working on and like this word is like important to me and like how can I use this word in this situation, or like if I'm struggling with something, I'm like, okay, well, what is this word again that I want to try to embrace? So that's kind of been helpful, and if it kind of like leads to other resolutions, like when you have a word, because it's like, oh, I should be doing this if this is my word kind of thing.
Yeah. I feel like I'm the same exact way. I've always been like, honestly, a firm believer of like resolutions are dumb to me, you know, like I've always like, and that's no offense to anybody who like has them. It was just to me, I was like, why would you put yourself through something that like put yourself through a goal that you honestly don't know for sure you're able to handle? And like, just, I don't know. It just, the whole idea was super off to me, but yeah, the way you explained it of being like, I feel like a word is much more reasonable in the way that you can find it in all aspects of your life instead of just like, I'm going to go to the gym once a week, you know, like something that is set in stone, like super clarified, I guess. But, and you can go either way with a word. It can be super general or also very specific.
Yeah. And I like how the word almost keeps you accountable for being a good person. So if you kind of want to work on going to the gym, let's say this year, and your word is focus, it's like, okay, well, let's focus on going to the gym, or let's focus on my study. So like Maggie was saying, you can kind of use it as an umbrella word for all of your life and, you know, put into every aspect. So it's kind of giving you the little nudge you need.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. So should we jump in with our words?
Let's do it.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Nose goes.
I need to not move because I'm in a swishy jacket.
So if you hear the swish, it's Kenzie's jacket.
Yes. Shout out. Anyway.
Ew.
Okay, I'm going first. Basically, I decided late December that my word for this year was going to be uncomfy. So I really can't, I should have thought about this a little more, but I can't pinpoint the exact moment where that kind of came into my brain. But I know that I've noticed very recently that a lot of the situations that I put myself through, I only put myself through because it's comfortable to me. And I feel like it's almost really unhealthy for me in the stage of life that I'm in to just be going with the flow. And I feel like I've always been that kind of person that is go, 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 and doesn't really look back on certain instances. Just, I don't know, it's something that has always been very uncomfortable for me to do. It's just more so like thinking ahead or being in the moment now, not so much like what just happened, why did that happen, kind of evaluating things. So I think it was really important for me this year to focus on stepping out of my comfort zone as far as my faith goes and as far as my friend's life goes, my family life, my school life, all the things. But yeah, I think one thing actually today was kind of cool. We were listening to presentations in my advanced public speaking class, and one of the presentations was on, like, we had to do, like, a TED Talk, and somebody was talking about, like, why you should travel more or, like, get out of the your state or country or where you're at. And it was all kind of coming full circle for me because just this weekend I went to South Carolina for my cousin Belinda's wedding. And that was just super cool. We got, this is the, I guess the first time I'm going to remember being at the ocean. I think when I was super little, we went to somewhere that I was at the ocean, but I don't really remember. And it was just really cool taking it all in and, like, realizing that I really don't get out much. Like, we did a lot of traveling when I was little and, like, which was really cool and good for my family because I get why they did what they did because it's fun to travel with a little kid, especially, like, Disney and stuff. But yeah, it's always kind of been a thing for me that, like, I don't know, I don't really remember a lot of the trips that we took. So this weekend, like, traveling and actually getting out of the state for something that was, like, a weekend of just fun and family was super cool for me and kind of out of the ordinary. But yeah, this whole, like, presentation on travel was, like, connecting with that, which was really cool. And he talked a lot about getting out of your comfort zone and, like, traveling and putting yourself in a situation that is really different for you. So, like, one of the statements that he used, and I'm going to quote him on it, was that he said, when you place yourself in a situation, oh, I can't remember exactly what he said, but when you place yourself in a situation that there are no expectations for you to live out or stand up to, stick up to, your true self shines. And it was so cool thinking about it, and something that, like, I've never heard it said that way, so I don't know if he got it from somewhere else or it was his quote, but the way that he said it was really cool and thinking that, like, it's so true that, like, if you put yourself in a different country where, like, nobody really knows you and you're just there kind of trying to be in the life that they're used to, like, your true self is what they're gonna recognize and focus on. They're not gonna know, like, what you did last week or, like, who your family is and how you interact with friends. Like, they don't know that. They just know, like, who you are authentically in that moment. And that was really cool and a cool aspect to think about my word of uncomfy, as in that's exactly what I've taken it to mean so far. So, like, putting myself in situations of talking to new people or getting to know somebody that I don't talk to a lot has been really cool in the way that, like, I'm not trying to live up to any expectations because I'm just putting myself in a new situation that I'm not used to. So, I don't know. That's been something really cool recently that stuck up to me. But, yeah. I don't know.
Well, I found even your word, because you had your word before I had my word, I know. And, like, even hearing Kenzie's word when she first told me, it kind of, like, inspired me, even though that's not my word of the year. It's like, oh, well, maybe this is uncomfortable, but, like, maybe I should do it. Like, so it's, like, almost like I feel like when you have other people that are sharing their words of the year or sharing what, like, has meant to them, like, it inspires you to try to be better or, like, try to implement that in your life, which I thought was cool.
And I guess that's kind of maybe something I should explain with it, too. It's not uncomfy in the negative way, as
right.
in, like, I'm putting myself next to all these creepy men because I need to be uncomfortable. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like,
right.
It's not uncomfy in that way, obviously. Right. It's more so, like, this is something that's going to challenge me. It's something out of my norm, but I'm going to do it because it's going to help me grow, and I'm going to learn something from it, you know?
And, hey, I totally love that word because we had basically, if I'm remembering right, a whole episode on growing in the uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
And
true.
How in the moment you don't really see the growth and you're just kind of focusing on the discomfort and you're like, oh, I want to be done. I want to get out of this situation. But in the end, you see how you can, or how you've grown immensely and you've changed in, you know, wonderful ways. And you're a person that you weren't before. And that's, I think it's a really good way to mature as a person, is to kind of make that connection of, okay, yeah, it's uncomfortable, but I know in the outcome it's going to be really good for me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
I just thought of, and I don't know if she came up with it. I just know she's the first person I heard say this. But Sadie Robertson said in one of her books that she wrote, and just talk, and it had to do with dealing with uncomfortable conversations. And I think her example was with dating and, or like turning someone down or like feeling bad about that. And like how that's like a very uncomfortable situation of like having to tell someone like you don't want to go out, or it could be the opposite of like asking somebody on a date. Like that can be like very uncomfortable. And she was saying like 5 seconds of awkward or 5 seconds of uncomfortable could save you from like a lifetime of regret, or like those couple minutes of like uncomfortableness or awkwardness can like be the difference between like regretting somebody something the rest of your life or making a decision that like is gonna be bad for you. Like those couple seconds of just sticking up for yourself and maybe saying, hey, like I'm not about this, or hey, like I don't want to do that, or whatever, can like be the difference between like something you regret the rest of your life and like just one awkward conversation.
Yeah, so I've never really thought of it like that. That's really cool.
That's really good. Because it is so easy in the moment to think of just what's going on in present time and whatever that may be, where it's turning down a guy who asked you out on the date, where you're just thinking kind of in that moment, oh, I don't want to hurt his feelings. I don't want to make other people think that I'm high and mighty and don't think he's worthy, where it's just maybe you're not interested.
Right.
But that is hard to do, and I think that's a really good way to think about it.
Yeah, I think it like puts a lot in perspective, and it kind of like gives you that extra push, I think, of like if you're about to do something uncomfortable, it's like okay, but this is only like for a couple minutes, mm-hmm. and then it's gonna be over.
Right. Yeah, or even the thought of, Jonah was talking to me that one time, I'm sure I brought it up before, but I love thinking of it as like, honestly, the more uncomfortable you are about a situation that you know is good for you, the more grace that you're, like, that's how much grace you're going to receive from it. So, like, if you're super uncomfortable going up to somebody, like, more than usual because you want to talk to them about, like, coming to Mass or something, then that, like, is a sure sign that you have to do it. But, like, yeah. This is something that's so good that, like, the devil is doing all that he can in that moment to stop you from doing it. So, like, I don't know, that is also another push that I like to think of, too. But yeah.
That's cool. Okay, do you want me to go?
Go for it.
All right. So my word, I don't think I came up with mine after I heard the Abiding Together podcast. And so it was probably mid to late January when I got my word. But I remember I was in a holy hour adoration here at Newman, and I was journaling and just praying, and I kind of was just thinking about, like, I had it in my mind of like, okay, I want to pray about this, and like I want to know like what should my word be for this year. And I don't know what like sparked this, but all of a sudden I wrote in like huge letters in my journal, I wrote trust. And like that just like I felt like had been a theme of like a lot going on in that moment of prayer, of like things I was struggling with, of just being like, okay, I need to trust in this situation. I need to trust. And so that's kind of been really, I don't know, it's been crazy how that word has, like, honestly always comes up in prayer and just in things I'm struggling with. But I kind of took it to mean, like, yeah, trust in God, because I definitely need to work on that. But I've also taken it to mean trust in myself and, like, trust in the decisions I'm making and trust in my friends and, like, the people that love me and trust my parents, or trust just people that I value their opinion and I know they want the best for me, like just trust them. Because I think I can have, like, sometimes I can be very I don't know the word, not maybe skeptical is not the right word, but maybe very cautious with certain things. And I need to just remember that I can trust, and that ultimately God has my best interest in mind, and that I can trust him. And I just know a lot of the times when I go to reconciliation, I don't know how many times my penance is just to say, like, 10, Jesus, I trust in yous. And it's really sometimes hard for me to say, and because I want to mean when I say it. And so this, having this as the word, that as the word of my, I can't talk, having that as my word of the year has really pushed me deeper to do sometimes more uncomfortable things because I need to trust that, you know, the outcome is going to be good, or trust that even if the outcome is bad, like, God's going to be in that too. And I know that word was really big too in changing my major of like, okay, I don't know what's happening right now. And like, I don't know when I'm going to graduate. And I have just planned like a year and a half of my life around nursing. And like, I planned all these things. And now I have to like take a leap and like trust that this is the next thing God is calling me to. And so that was really huge in that sense. And yeah, it's just been in like the little moments and big moments that I found that like ultimately it all comes down to trusting. And so, yeah, I don't know. It's kind of more of like a basic word, because I know we hear that all the time, of trust. But when I found that when I'm really praying with it, to me, it's kind of been like a backbone. Like, it kind of is like a make or break thing. Like, when I don't have trust in God, especially, like, my whole prayer is off and my whole life is off, because I'm so concerned with that God's not doing what he says he's going to do, or that God's not following through on something. But when I have like trust as like my foundation, then I find that my whole life is a little bit calmer, which is nice. So yeah, that's all I really have on that right now. But trust, that's mine.
Love it.
Yeah, I love that. That's a word that can be like put to any single situation in every moment of the day, you know?
Yeah.
You know?
Like, yeah, it's crazy. Like, I'll just be like worried about something. I'm like, okay, just trust in this. Like, trust in this moment, and trust that God is going to show up here, and trust in yourself that you can handle this situation, you know? So it's definitely a word I'm still unpacking, but yeah.
And I love how it's so simple yet so powerful. Like, Jesus, I trust in you is one of the most like radical and powerful prayers I think you can say, is, you know, you give it all to him and thy will be done. Mm-hmm. And I think it's beautiful when you are coming to that point where you can say like, okay, Jesus, like, I trust in you, do what you want to do.
Yeah. And I think it's also been one of those things for me. It's like, I don't trust you right now, but like, I want to trust me, right, trust yeah. you, or like, help me to trust you right now, because I don't, you know? Mm-hmm. So it's also being honest in that, because I know there's a lot of times that I want to say like, yeah, I trust you right now, but that's not like entirely true.
So. Yeah. And that's like a word I feel like we base like our entire, like, it's literally called faith. We base our faith on, you know, like,
yeah.
We have to, like, that's all we have to rely on. So yeah. That's a good word to focus on, that's for sure.
Very good. So my word of the year that I chose is embrace. And I wanted to come at this word, like, many aspects of it. So first of all, embrace as in embracing where I am in my current timeline that God has me on. So definitely as a girl, I mean, I'm sure guys experience this too, but I know girls, it's almost like a sickness of comparing ourselves to others. And it's so easy, especially on a college campus when you have all walks of life, is looking at your friends or your classmates and saying, well, you know, she has a boyfriend, she has a really great job, she has all these wonderful friends, and I, you know, don't meet any of those things that she's so good at. And then you just beat yourself up about this and get so just caught up in lies and fear, and you forget to look at the graces that God has given you that you're experiencing right now. I remember seeing a quote, I'm probably going to get it slightly wrong, but I'm sure everyone's heard it, where it's, if God has a door closed, then praise him in the hallway. Have you guys heard of that?
Yeah, I think I have.
So I just, like, you see it, you kind of see what you want, but you can't get it. You're so close, it's so far. So by praising him in the hallway, just by loving everything he's giving you and using the, whatever it may be, the people you have in your current life or the emotions you're experiencing or, you know, the challenges, whereas like Kenzie was saying, uncomfy. Using that uncomfiness to build yourself up for whatever may be behind that door. So I've been trying to work on that, really, and it's kind of tying into what Maggie was saying, is it's beautiful when you finally start accepting, okay, Jesus, I trust in you, accepting him fully, that the graces that pour forth from that. So I've been saying this little prayer each morning, and part of it is, Jesus, I give myself fully to you. And like, I'll say it as I'm getting ready, but that line always fully impacts me, like, so heavily. I'm just saying, like, Jesus, I give myself fully to you. Like, you do whatever you want me to do, or you have me do whatever you want me to do, and I'm going to embrace that, and I'm going to be okay with it, and I'm going to see the wonderful graces that you're going to be pouring forth from it. So just by overall embracing him in the situations that I don't necessarily want to be in, or I don't expect myself to be in, is what I've been trying to work on. And then the other aspect of that embrace is, like, the physical aspect.
I was just going to wonder if you were going to mention that.
So, embrace. So, if you don't know me, I'm a very huggy, lovey person. So, I love to give hugs, and I love to just love on people. And I feel like a lot of times you don't think of how much that may impact a person, whether it just be a simple hug. And that may remind them of their mom or their grandma, or just bring, like, a slight little ounce of comfort, especially being away at college. You don't know how long someone's been away from that. So I've just been liking to remind myself to, I'm kind of using physical embrace as kind of an umbrella term, but taking care of my friends and checking up on people who may live far away from me or who I don't talk to as often. But if their name pops up in my head, to either, one, pray for them, to text them or FaceTime them or meet them physically if I can. So by just trying my best this year to pour myself into others,
yeah,
is that part of the embrace I've been working on.
I love that. Yeah. I love that. The, like, two meanings of it, too, because as you were talking, I kind of, like, thought of the other one, but I was like, oh, like, maybe she'll just, like, talk about, like, this version of it. But, like, it's so cool that there's, like, both sides to it, because I feel like your personality, especially with the embracing physically, is so perfect, because I just thought of this when you were talking, but both of our roommates, Mary Rose and I, Emily, she was my roommate last year, but now we live together. All four of us live together. But she told me right after she met Mary Rose a couple of times, because I would talk about how, like, oh, Mary Rose gives the best hugs or something like that. And I guess one time Mary Rose ran into Emily, and they didn't know each other that well, but I think Mary Rose ended up giving Emily a hug or whatever. And Emily just goes to me, yeah, Mary Rose gives the best squeezes. Like, you just feel so loved when she hugs you. And I was like, yeah, it's so true. So, like, I feel like that word, like, even just, like, it, like, is embraces you. Like, that's, like, you, you know? And so I just think that's really cool that that's your word. But I just wanted to share that.
Thank you.
Yeah, as you were talking, I was literally thinking about how well each of our words fits our personalities. Like, it was kind of crazy to me, and I almost started crying. But, like, literally, like, embrace is such a motherly term of, like, and you just love people. So it's so perfect for you. And trust, like, when I see you and as of knowing you, like, you're such a spiritual, beautiful soul that just loves spending time with Jesus and those around you. So trust is the perfect word for you. And then, like, me, I'm the radical one of the group who just, like, you know, just kind of up and does something. That doesn't really have a plan, but just, like, goes. Just kind of does what comes to mind, you know?
Okay, you were saying that, but I was almost seeing, thinking about how they all complement each other.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, they go together. Like, they're all very different and unique, but yet you can use them, like, with each other. Like, you need to embrace the uncomfortable, and, like, you need to find trust in the uncomfy moments and, like, all those different things, or, like, embrace trust and, like, yeah, you know, like, you can, like, fit them together so well, I feel like. And it's funny because we didn't do this together. We did this all, like, we had our words by ourselves and then, like, just came together to talk about it.
I didn't even know Kenzie's word until 24 minutes ago.
Yeah. So.
And I also, you had mentioned, like, you bringing it up in prayer in the morning, and I think that's an incredible idea. Like, the idea of, like, Lord, put me in a position that is going to be uncomfortable for me today, but help me to see you in it and fulfill it, you know? And yeah. then, like, the idea of, like, you know, Lord, if you put me in a position where I need to trust you, remind me of my word and help me to trust. Like, that idea is so cool to me, and I think I want to start doing that.
Yeah.
So I think that's really cool.
Well, in the Abiding Together podcast, one of the ladies was talking about how in years past when she's come up with a word, she'll either put it somewhere that she sees every day, so like on a sticky note on her mirror or something, or even one year she like had it on a little like bead bracelet or whatever was her word, so that she looked at it every day and so like reminded her, it was like, okay, like how can I blank in this moment, or like whatever her word is. So like mine is trust, is like, how can I trust in this moment, or like how am I trusting today? If like I look on my wrist or I'm struggling with something, like I see the word and then it reminds me like, okay, like I need to trust in this. So I thought that was cool just to have like a physical reminder of like what your word is, because I think God placed these words on our hearts for a reason. And they were talking about in their podcast too about how like they worded it as like these words were kind of what they felt God was calling them to grow in, or God wanted them to learn something through these words. And so I think that's so true with all of our words too, is like God is teaching us something in these words. And so we need to, like, I'm using Mary Rose's, but embrace the words, you know? embrace. No.
I like that.
Yeah.
All right. Good. So I think I would just challenge our listeners, if you don't have a word, to maybe pray about it and take it to prayer and see what's coming on your heart and on your mind. Because I think it will be obvious. That sounds weird because I remember hearing the podcast and they said like it was kind of obvious what God wanted it because it kept coming up. But I do think there'll be a moment in prayer that something like a theme keeps coming, or God's put something on your heart enough with repetition that you'll know kind of what word he's wanting you to work on to be your word of the year. So with that being said, do we want to end in a prayer?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Let's do it.
Okay.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Dear Jesus, we ask that you help us as we navigate this year and as we have these words on our hearts. Help us to remember what you are calling us to and what you want us to grow in and how you want to draw us closer to you through trusting you and through embracing the season we have and embracing you, and help us to grow with you even in the uncomfortable moments, and just help us to remind each other too of the words we have. To encourage each other to live them deeper. And we ask that you bless all our listeners and all of the words they may have for their year. And we ask that you are always there when they feel they are struggling. We ask for the intercession of your mother as we pray.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
All right. As always, it's been real. Thanks for listening. From Maggie,
Mary Rose,
and Mackenzie.
And always remember
to be authentic,
be faithful,
and be bold.